Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about, what's that tree? Hello, I'm Amy Taylor Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with John Kushla, Mississippi State University Extension Forestry Specialist. John, there's a lot of times when we don't know what a tree is, so how can we identify trees?
Well, Amy, folks can use any part of a tree to help identify it. So besides the leaves, this would include the bark, twigs, buds, flowers, its fruit, its shape, and even where it's growing. When you learn to look at all the parts of the tree, you can identify trees any time of year. And this will improve your identifying skills by considering more characteristics.
So you can identify trees without leaves?
Yes. In fact, spring is a wonderful time of year to name trees because many trees have showy flowers. The first tree to flower in spring is the red maple, which is very common in our landscape. It has bright red flowers and new leaves. Once the maple has bloomed, look for the eastern redbud. This tree has pale lavender flowers. Following the redbud, the pear trees bloom, and shortly after those, the dogwood blossoms. Of course, folks now know spring is definitely here when pine trees flower because their pollen coats everything a dusty yellow.
So after leaves are fully out, what features are useful then?
Learning leaf shape and arrangement is very useful. Conifers like pine and cypress tend to have needle-shaped leaves, whereas many hardwoods such as oaks or maples tend to have blade-like leaves. Furthermore, leaves can distinguish the oak families apart. Red oaks have a little stipule or point at the end of the leaf, whereas white oaks have a rounded end on the leaf. Other features, such as tree habitat or where a tree grows, are also useful. Many small trees tend to grow in the shade of larger trees, such as American hornbeam, American beech, and flowering dogwood.
Do autumn leaf colors help identify trees?
They do indeed. Black gum, dogwood, sourwood, and sumac are usually among the first species to turn colors. Their hues are reddish, brilliant red through maroon. Cottonwood, hickories, and yellow poplar turn a golden yellow. Red maple and dogwood become brilliant crimson or scarlet. Oak trees turn russet or maroon and eventually brown. Sweet gum and Chinese tallow turn variegated colors from golden yellow to russet to maroon.
So which tree features are the best to use in winter to identify trees?
Form or the shape of the tree becomes more noticeable when there's no leaves. For instance, an open-grown live oak is one of the few tree species whose crown is broader than it is tall. Another attribute is the texture of the bark. Many tree species have exfoliating or peeling bark, which includes the river birch, the crepe myrtle, and shagbark hickory. The bark on river birch, in fact, peels in tight curls. It is very resinous and will burn even when wet, a most useful characteristic to campers. Bark color can also be helpful. American sycamore bark is variegated in color. The youngest bark is very pale. And these trees are tall, and so they stand out as pale sentinels in the winter landscape. Some trees, such as American beech, have persistent leaves in the winter. Although their leaves turn tan in color, they remain on the tree all winter long.
So what other resources are available?
Well, Extension Forestry has published a popular full-color book called Mississippi Trees. You can call your local extension office for a copy, or download the smartphone app from the Mississippi Forestry Commission website. We're also offering tree identification workshops in Iuka in New Albany the first week in May this year. For those wanting to attend, call me at 662-566-8013 for a registration form.
Thank you so much. Today we've been speaking with John Kushla, Mississippi State University Extension Forestry Specialist. I'm Amy Taylor Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.